Box Office, Clint Eastwood's Mule Crushes Spike Lee, Michael Moore, Vice. By John Nolte on January 7, 2019. At 88 years of age, Clint Eastwood has another major box office success on his hands. As of this weekend, The Mule, which Eastwood both stars in and directs, has cleared an incredible $81 million. Outside of Eastwood's unprecedented staying power as a major star, director, and composer, what makes this success so surprising is that his little movie was released without much fanfare or advanced publicity. Many believe this was due to the studio's fears about some of the movie's content. The Mule, you can read my review here, is based on the true story of 90-year-old Leo Sharp, who worked for a decade as a drug mule for a Mexican drug cartel. Eastwood does not shy away from presenting people, including his own character, as they really are. And this resulted in a number of moments that offended the woke fascists who currently rule the entertainment industry, and do so like a gang of low-rent Joe McCarthy's. Warner Brothers might have been concerned that if the movie got too much early attention, today's modern-day witch hunters would push for a theatrical boycott. A legitimate fear now that the left has resurrected political blacklists with a vengeance. Nevertheless, after being quietly released into 2,800 theaters over the holidays and opening to $17 million, The Mule's staying power is a marvel. As of this last weekend, Eastwood's quiet little movie has expanded into an additional 700 theaters and in its fourth weekend grossed another $9 million. Usually a movie, even successful ones, lose 50% of their opening box office on the second weekend. On its fourth weekend, The Mule grossed $9.1 million, which is more than 50% of its opening weekend, which almost never happens. With $81 million in the bank, at this rate, The Mule is almost certain to cross the magic $100 million mark before the end of its theatrical run. Already it is crushing a number of movies produced to appease the woke fascists, including Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 11/9, $6 million, Spike Lee's BlacKkKlansman, $48 million, and Adam McKay's Vice, a dishonest, poorly made and researched screed against former Vice President Dick Cheney, which has grossed just $29 million. No CGI, no action scenes, no festival hype, no Oscar campaign. A simple, touching little story about an old man living in middle America with a lifetime of regret is cleaning up at the box office. If Hollywood tells a story that touches us without insulting us, we will come.